Princeton University Press Audio presents The Cheating Cell, How Evolution Helps Us Understand and Treat Cancer, by Athena Actippis. Read by Laurel Lefko. To all the beautiful monsters who came before us. Chapter 1. Introduction. Evolution in the Flesh. This is a book about cancer, its ancient origins, its modern manifestations, and its future fate. It is a book about where cancer came from, why it exists, and why it is so hard to cure. This is also a book about a new way of looking at cancer, not as something that must be eliminated at all costs, but rather as something that must be controlled and shaped into a companion that we can live with. Life has struggled with cancer since the dawn of multicellularity about 2 billion years ago. When we think of life on Earth, we typically think of multicellular organisms like animals and plants that are made up of more than one cell. The cells in a multicellular organism essentially divide the labor of making a living, cooperating and coordinating to do all the functions that are needed in the body. On the other hand, unicellular life forms, like bacteria, yeasts, and protists, are made of a single cell that does all of the jobs of keeping that cell alive. Unicellular life dominated our planet for billions of years before multicellular life gained an evolutionary foothold. The world was cancer-free during these 2 billion years when unicellular life reigned. But when multicellular life entered the scene, it ushered in a new player. Cancer. Cancer is a part of us, and it has been since our very beginnings as multicellular organisms. Remnants of cancers have been found in the skeletons of ancient humans, from Egyptian mummies to Central and South American hunter-gatherers. Cancer has been found in 1.7 million-year-old bones of our early human ancestors in the cradle of humankind in South Africa. Fossil evidence of cancer goes back further still. It is found in bones tens and even hundreds of millions of years old from mammals, fish, and birds. Cancer goes back as far as the days when dinosaurs dominated life on our planet, and back even further than that, to a time when life was microscopically small. Cancer began before most of life as we know it even existed. In order to manage cancer effectively, we must understand the evolutionary and ecological dynamics that underlie it. But we must also change our way of thinking about cancer, from viewing it as a temporary and tractable challenge to seeing it as a part of who we are as multicellular beings. Before multicellular life evolved, cancer did not exist because there were no bodies for cancer cells to proliferate inside of and ultimately invade. But once multicellular life emerged, cancer was able to emerge as well. Our very existence as multicellular organisms, as paragons of multicellular cooperation, is inextricably tied to our susceptibility to cancer. In this book, we will see how our bodies are made of cells that cooperate in myriad ways to make us functional multicellular organisms. For example, by controlling cell proliferation, distributing resources to cells that need them, and building complex organs and tissues. We will also see how cancer can evolve to exploit the cooperative cellular nature of our bodies, proliferating out of control, exploiting the resources in our bodies, and even turning our tissues into specialized niches for their own survival. In a word, cancer is cheating in the game that forms the most fundamental foundations of multicellular life. A better understanding of the essential nature of cancer can help us to prevent and treat it more effectively, and also help us to see that we are not alone in our struggles with cancer. All forms of multicellular life are affected by cancer. Our evolutionary relationship with cancer has shaped who we are. And if we want to truly understand what cancer is,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?